Good evening. You're tuned to 88.9 FM or HD1. I'm Janie Gould. August 24th will mark the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. 2 weeks after the storm hit, charter boat captain Ralph Baker, then of Miami, took a couple on a long-planned sailing trip to the Bahamas. He intended to leave them with a boat at Chubb Key and then fly back to Miami by himself. Then he would return 2 weeks later to help them sail back to Florida. But he wasn't certain what he would find in the Bahamas so soon after Andrew.
We knew the islands were still there. We weren't sure if anything else was there. We headed across as normal. We went around the north end of Bimini. There was no AIDS navigation left, and I pretty much knew that. And, of course, there was no GPS back then. The Loran was sketchy once you got over into the Bahamas. So we were basically dead reckoning.
Was there any electricity on the island? So were there any lights, or was it just pure black?
I would say it was pure black with a spot of light here and there, probably from a portable generator. We got around Bimini and headed down across the bank. In the past, there had been a pair of pilings down in the center of the Great Bank. I was trying to navigate towards them using dead reckoning techniques. It was always nice to find them pilings that reaffirmed where you were. We didn't find them because they had been blown away.
Baker described the couple as learning sailors.
The more I talked to these people, the more it became apparent that they couldn't be left with the boat for 2 weeks by themselves. Their experience level was not near what they had thought it was.
Were they starting to panic a little bit?
Not really. I think the wife was concerned. By talking to the husband, I realized that I couldn't leave them. My real problem was how to communicate back to my family and home base in Miami that I would not be back for a couple of weeks.
There was really no communication, was there?
No. Chubb was pretty devastated.
Did you see people?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was milling about. There was some cruisers there. There were the natives. Everybody was in good spirits and everything. There was hardly any food in the store. Food was an issue because these people had stocked the boat for themselves, and they really hadn't put a lot of stuff on there.
What was missing that should have been there?
It would be easier to describe what was there. I knew there was 12 gallons of water because I had insisted that they put a gallon for every day they planned on being on the boat.
What about food?
Well, we had quite a large bag of potatoes. But basically, we ate off the bottom. You kill and eat anything that swims or crawls on the bottom. Conch, lobster. I guess lobster's fair game when you're starving, or at least very hungry.
Did you make cracked conch?
Oh, yeah, we had conch in a lot of number of ways. We did okay. These people were really outdoors people. They were hunters. They had no problem jumping in the water when it was time to find something to eat.
What about the natives? What were they eating? Because I'm assuming that relief efforts were not really coming their way initially. Is that right?
Yeah, but these are self-sufficient people by and large. There's not many people, or at least there wasn't back then. They only see a boat with supplies on it occasionally, and they had their own boats that they could run down to Nassau or someplace and get food. So they stocked up quite a bit.
On the return trip, Baker and his party stopped at Cat Key to get drinking water.
And that's when we really saw some destruction. There was a lot of construction crews fixing buildings and so forth. We got some water from a workman. About the time we got a container or two filled, some guy came out who was rather obnoxious and told us we couldn't have any water. It seemed like we were taking the water they needed to mix for cement.
That was taking priority over drinking water.
In his mind, it did. We had enough to make it, though.
Captain Ralph Baker now lives in Stewart. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.